It's interesting. The histaklus of halakim is miyuchat uchurban. In other words, if a person has a car, we ask you how much is the car worth. It's worth kach v'kach. When the car breaks and it's not working as a car anymore, then we look at it as an assemblage of parts. And then how much is it worth? Well, there's one engine, there's four wheels, there's two seats, and so on and so forth. I once read a person, the chemicals in a person's body are worth pachim ktanim. We look at it as chemicals when the person's not a person anymore. When the person is a person, it's a person. We don't look at it as halakim. There's a Mishnah, and it says, Kishu chai koila echod, or kishu meis koila shmoina shiva, that an eel, when it's living, it makes one sound, you know, and when it's dead, you make drums and use the strings for fiddles and so on. You get many sounds out of it. The sense of it is a Beis HaMikdash, like we said before, is echod. V'hoya mishkan le'echod. The whole mitzvah of the mishkan is to show. The whole mitzvah of Beis HaMikdash to show is the whole thing as one unit. If a person wants to know how much is worth a corporation that is successful, it has a price. You don't say, okay, I'm going to add up all the chairs, all the buildings they own, all the flowers they own, and so on and so forth. That's a Nar Shechesh. You say a corporation of such and such, what's it worth? As soon as it gets bankrupt, it's worth how much can you sell the chairs for, and how much can you sell this division, how much can you sell that, and so on and so forth. While the Beis HaMikdash is HaMikdash, it's the Beis HaLikim. There are no pieces and parts. When it's charev, all of a sudden we count the pieces and the parts. It's a certain grayus that now we're looking at it as pieces and parts because the echad shaboy is gone. Etz boy say shaflo ve shay say naflo yom. Neitzi en gol ve chalei ve shalu imayolanu.